Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Voice of Yahweh Radio Ministry. The Voice of Yahweh is a radio ministry of Pastor Evangelist Barbara Lynch of the Lighthouse Church Incorporated of Wyoming, Delaware. Enjoy the message.
Greetings. This is Evangelist Barbara Lynch with a word for the time in which we are living in. And we are living in a very, very dark time. In Ephesians 6:11-13 tells me, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." What does it say? Put on the whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." And we are in the evil days. My question to you today is, do you realize you're in the midst of a spiritual war today? The Father spoke to me a couple of years ago and told me Revelation 12:12, "Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time." As a warrior for Christ, you must get your head out of the sand and know that the forces of darkness are powerful and destructive. As a warrior of Christ, we must always keep this in mind. Satan and his demonic forces rank among the highest angel princes in the hierarchy of the heavenly places. Yet all of them owe their existence to God, through whom they were created, because Colossians chapter 1, verse 15-16 tells us, "The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him." And Colossians 2:10 tells us, "And because you belong to Christ, you are complete, having everything you need. Christ is ruler over every other power and authority." Let's read that again. Colossians 2:10. "And because you belong to Christ, you are complete, having everything you need. Christ is ruler over every other power and authority," and that means the enemy. We already know that Satan and a third of his demons were cast out of heaven because they rebelled against God. Many are trying to fight their spiritual battles with the same weapons they used before this transition occurred, this transition into the dark times. But that is a false assumption. Let me repeat that. Many are trying to fight their spiritual battles with the same weapons they used before this transition occurred, but that is a false assumption. Just because the enemy we fight against cannot be seen with human eyes does not mean that the casualties he inflicts are any less real. Paul tells us we wrestle, number one, against principalities, number two, against power, and number three, against the rulers of darkness, and number four, against spiritual wickedness. Saints, we must be bold in the Lord and the power of his might, and we need to let the enemy know that we know the battle plan and that he has already lost and we are the victorious ones. Some seem to think that the enemy will just disappear away and they need to do nothing, but that is not what the Word teaches us. Matthew 11:12 tells us, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." And that was Matthew 11:12. "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." We were not called to be weak, feeble children of God. God has called us to be warriors through Christ Jesus. Once again, let's repeat that. We were not called to be weak, feeble children of God. God has called us to be warriors through Christ Jesus. Colossians 2:15 tells us Jesus defeated him already. Jesus defeated Satan already. Colossians 2:15, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Now let's take a look at Matthew 11:12 again. Matthew 11:12, Jesus said, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. We are in a war. War between good and evil, light against darkness, truth against deception. In Ezekiel chapter 2 and 3, Ezekiel receives his commission to preach to the wicked, rebellious house of Israel. Ezekiel 3, 4 through 11 tells us, then God said to me, son of man, go to the family of Israel and speak my words to them. I am not sending you to some foreigners you cannot understand. You don't have to learn another language. I am sending you to the family of Israel. I am not sending you to many different countries where people speak languages you cannot understand. If you went to those people and spoke to them, they would listen to you. But you will not have to learn those hard languages. No, I am sending you to the family of Israel. Only these people have hard heads. They are very stubborn, and the people of Israel will refuse to listen to you. They don't want to listen to me. Now look, let's read verse 7 again. God said, no, I am sending you to the family of Israel. Only these people have hard heads. They are very stubborn, and the people of Israel will refuse to listen to you. They don't want to listen to me. Verse 8 says, but I will make you just as stubborn as they are, and your head just as hard. A diamond is harder than flint rock. In the same way, you will be more stubborn than they are, and your head will be harder. Then you will not be afraid of them or those who always turn against me. Verse 10 says, and God said to me, son of man, listen to every word I say to you and remember them. Verse 11, then go to all of your people in exile and tell them, this is what the Lord God says. They will not listen and they will not stop sinning, but you must still tell them my message. Verse 11 again, then go to all of your people in exile and tell them, this is what the Lord God says. They will not listen, and they will not stop sinning, but you must still tell them my message. God told Ezekiel he had made his forehead harder than flint. Therefore, there is absolutely nothing we cannot conquer if we hold on to God's word, which according to 2 Corinthians is yes and amen. So 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through us. Jesus set his face like flint in Isaiah 56-7. Jesus, I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. Verse 7, for the Lord God will help me, therefore I will not be disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. And that was Isaiah chapter 50, verse 6 and 7. Flint is a very hard type of sedimentary rock. When struck against steel, a flint edge produces sparks to start a fire. Setting your face like flint implies that you're expecting some opposition to stand strong in the face of adversity. Let's say that again. Setting your face like flint implies that you're expecting some opposition to stand strong in the face of adversity. To set your face like flint means to regard these difficulties as worthwhile when you consider what they will lead you to. Read that again. To set your face like flint means to regard these difficulties as worthwhile when you consider what they will lead you to. When Jesus said, I set my face as flint, he was saying, I have the resolve to achieve the Lord's purposes. Jesus had countless opportunities to abandon the task he was set to complete. Yet he was unwavering with every step he took. Saints, we need to be just like Jesus. Jesus had countless opportunities to abandon the task he was sent to complete, and we have too. Yet Jesus was unwavering with every step he took. When he told his disciples of the suffering he was going to endure in Jerusalem, they pleaded with him to choose an easier path, but he did not listen. Jesus was steadfast in achieving his purpose until he said, "It is finished." And saints, we have to have the same mindset that Jesus had. Jesus knew he was in a war, but he stayed steadfast as a good warrior. Jesus knew he was in a war, but he stayed steadfast as a good warrior. Are you staying steadfast today? Are you a steadfast warrior like God has called you to be? Paul charged Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of the faith. Fight the good fight of the faith. Remember, we are in a struggle, a wrestling match, a fight, but a warrior is strong in the Lord's power and his might, and he never gives up. He stays in a battle until it is finished. Too many of God's children are leaving their posts. They are not staying in the battle because the battle has gotten really hard. The enemy is after us with everything he has. And I'm telling you right now, saints, you have to learn to hold fast. You have to have a forehead of flint and a backbone of steel. And you have to be just like Jesus. You have to be steadfast. And one day you will receive that precious crown. Let's not give the enemy any more space. Let's be strong warriors in Christ and accomplish all that he has called us to accomplish. Have a blessed day. And remember, you are a warrior for Christ.
God is so good. This has been the Voice of Yahweh Radio Ministry with Pastor Evangelist Barbara Lynch.